Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. Appreciate all your comments. You can find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. We got to talk to our buddy Mark Raimondi. It's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mark, we got to start first and foremost with these Kyle Pitts reports. And I know you've written about this. Mark writes for ESPN, covers our Falcons on a daily basis. Where do you think this is headed? And look, I don't want to be conspiracy theorist, but there are people who have hit me up, Falcon fans, saying, is this a cover-up? Because the Falcons are truly trying to trade him, and that's why we haven't seen him on the field, and we don't know the extent of this injury.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there is some intrigue, right, with what's going on with Kyle Pitts. He has not been there. Raheem Morris said he's banged up. They're being, quote, extremely cautious with him. Now, at this time of year, that could certainly mean that something is afoot, right? From what I've heard, that is not the case, and it really is a legitimate injury, and they are not actively trying to trade Kyle Pitts at this moment in time. However, you know, if a team calls with a good offer, certainly they will listen, just like they would listen to, you know, offers for just about anybody else. So I don't think there's anything there at this moment, but certainly that could change at any time.
I know we've talked about his usage rate and how he's being used. You know, is it part of Drake London is where he needs to be on the field in a Rams offense? Of course, we run Zach Robinson's version of a Rams offense. And we looked at Higbee's numbers the year prior. Is the tight end just not as important in this version of this Zach Robinson version of a Rams offense?
You know, it's hard to say, Mike, because I think last year – Zach Robinson was somewhat hamstrung by Kirk Cousins' mobility issues. And, I mean, Kirk Cousins couldn't even run, you know, play action effectively or really at all, let alone effectively last year. And that's not a knock to him. And that was just the injury that he was coming off of. So I think that had a lot to do with the play calling. And, you know, Cousins did find Pitts a few times for big plays. And I really do think that the Falcons believe that Michael Penix Jr. could be the guy to kind of unlock Pitts, or maybe better to say, bring back the Pitts from his rookie year. It's hard to completely know for sure. We don't know, but
right.
this is kind of Pitts' chance. You know, he has a new quarterback that people are very high on, who is fearless and who does not mind, you know, getting it to him, which she showed those last three games last season. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, as far as the trade guys, if he becomes a free agent, Pitts, and he signs somewhere else, they're going to get a compensatory pick for him, most likely. Is whatever pick they get now as valuable as that? And then you don't have Kyle Pitts this year. Who do you have at tight end? You know, Charlie Warner is a great blocker, but he's not really a guy that's going to change a game, you know, in the passing deal. So, you know, I think it's probably I feel like Kyle Pitts will be with the team this year unless they get completely blown away by a trade offer.
Mark Raimondi, our guest, guys, covers, again, the Falcons next week, mandatory minicamp. So what are your impressions, man, and what are they saying about Jalen Walker? Look, you know, he's the guy that everybody's going to be watching, certainly when we get to camp, Mark. I know Raheem's had some interesting things to say. What are you hearing around the facility about Jalen Walker?
You know, it seems like everyone likes him a lot so far, and it's still so early. And as you guys know, these OTAs practices, it's so hard to really see who is good and who is not on defense because there's no pads and there's certainly no hitting. You know, we're a long way from that. But, you know, he looks the part. He certainly has the traits and the athleticism, and people have just raved about his football IQ. You know, he's the son of a coach, and, you know, he's kind of lived, breathed and ate football over the last, you know, who knows how long. So a lot of people are very high on him, but, you know, he's a rookie. There's going to be some growing pains. You know, same thing for James Pierce Jr., and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Mark Raimondi is with us, guys, up with the Falcons every day for ESPN.com. Okay, another one of our guys that makes me upset because I don't think we got the most out of the bang for the buck as a second-round pick, Troy Anderson. What was his status? I know he was there, but he wasn't able to compete. What's going on with him?
Correct. Now, I don't have the exact intel, but I'm of the belief that there's a little bit of an injury carrying over from last season. Bad knee.
Jeez.
So, I still think you know, there's a couple guys like a Braylon Trice is a good example of you know, someone who is there. He's you know, on the side field. He's in uniform, but he's not quite ready yet for those team drills and some of those individual drills. And Anderson is kind of in that conversation as well. You know, guys that they believe and they hope they'll be ready for training camp, you know, to compete for, you know, for spots. But yeah, that's kind of where, you know, where Troy Anderson is. You know, Divine Diablo is he was getting reps with, you know, what I guess looked like the first team defense, you know, in OTAs. Again, you can't really put a ton of stock into that because you don't know what, you know, you don't know how they're moving guys around and why they're doing what they're doing. But that's kind of the situation right there with Troy Anderson.
Mark, I talked a little bit about your story. You wrote about Bijan connecting with Raheem Morris yesterday on the show. And just some more insight into that trip to a boxing match. And, you know, Bijan was like, once we kind of vibed, I realized we're kind of very similar in many ways.
Yeah, and I thought that was a really cool anecdote because not often as an NFL player do you get that kind of like one-on-one bonding time with the head coach out of the facility, right? I mean, you see the guy every day, but you really get that one. You don't usually go hang out with the head coach one-on-one. It happens. You know, it happens sometimes in small groups. You know, they go over to a house or the barbecue or what have you. But this was pretty cool because, you know, to me, that's a little bit of a signal that, look, I mean, Raheem Morris doesn't do anything without intention, right? You know, that's a little bit of a signal that, you know, hey, I want to bring Bijan Robinson under my wing. I know what he's capable of, not just as a player, because we know that he is just, his talent is just out of this world, right? But as a human being and as a potential leader. And I think, you know, I asked Chris Lindstrom, like, we talked a lot about identity for the Falcons last year with Raheem Morris. And, you know, he didn't always want to answer that question. But, you know, I asked Chris Lindstrom, if the team's identity is Bijan Robinson or something close to that, are you all in pretty good shape? And Chris Lindstrom was like, yeah, absolutely. There's no better teammate, no better human being, you know, than Bijan Robinson.
Mark Raimondi is with us, guys, from ESPN.com, talking about the Falcons. I know it's been Groundhog Day all offseason about Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, but your gut, your spidey sense tell you that Kirk Cousins will be here when camp opens up in August?
I think Kirk Cousins will be here next week for mandatory minicamp. I think that he'll be in attendance for that. And, yeah, I feel like he probably will be in Flowery Branch, Georgia, to report the training camp, you know, whenever that may be in late July. I do believe that he is a backup option for Pittsburgh if Rodgers does not land there. And trying to predict Aaron Rodgers, guys, is a fool's errand. So who knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, right? So it could certainly be that he doesn't play this year, and maybe that is a landing spot for Kirk Cousins in Pittsburgh. And then, you know, they'll have to figure that out. I'm sure Kirk Cousins would, you know, that would probably be a situation that he would not mind waiving his no-trade clause for. So everyone is kind of waiting for Aaron Rodgers, which I kind of feel is something that he enjoys. I kind of think that Aaron Rodgers likes this, and we're all just kind of waiting, you know, let that shoe drop and see, you know, what the domino effect is.
All right, Mark, we are talking a lot about, you know, this Falcon defense, and we were talking about, you know, the leadership stuff, and Jesse Bates is kind of that guy on the defensive side. Are you concerned? I know there's an article out. We haven't discussed it. We're going to. I think it's by Josh Kendall. But he was talking about, you know, the vocal leadership stuff, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think you need that from your quarterback. But is that in his personality? Is that in Michael Penix's personality to do those things? It doesn't mean anything about, you know, has nothing to do with his play. And we're going to get into this a little bit later. But I'm curious to know, does that concern you at all with Penix? Because, look, we know he can make the throws. But he is a quiet guy. He's a guy that keeps to himself. But we thought that about Matt Ryan, too, for many years.
Right?
That's true. All those things are true about Michael Penix Jr. But I do feel like he is someone that rises to the occasion when the occasion calls for that type of leadership. And it's something that he's going to have to grow into, because there is no one-size-fits-all leadership, right, in the NFL or anything. And he is in a position where he is going to be allowed to kind of grow into the role of being a leader, the kind of leader that he is comfortable being. And that's not going to be the same as everybody. And that's okay. And that's completely fine. And look, I've been saying this for a while now, but it was definitely no coincidence that Michael Penix's locker last year was right next to Jesse Bates. I mean, that was absolutely done with intentionality. And those guys were talking every day, and certainly that's the guy that you want next to your future franchise quarterback, right? You know, Jesse Bates is, you know, he's just all world when it comes to, you know, just being a leader and, you know, high IQ guy and studying the game and just a student of football. And, you know, I think that will help Michael Penix Jr. And, you know, he'll grow into that. And I think he will end up being a good leader, but maybe just not the kind of leader that other people would expect him to be.
He was a captain, like Braylon Trice,
That's
at
right.
Washington.
That's right.
So we know he's capable of that kind of stuff. So we'll see. All right, Mark Romano from ESPN. We'll be up there next Wednesday, right, Carl?
Next Wednesday, yeah, bro.
At the branch, man. And maybe we get a few minutes with Kirk Cousins.
Or not.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for sending the book, by the way. Mark's book on wrestling is great. Carl and I both read it. Great stuff.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Talk to you soon. We'll see you next week, brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Take care. All right, my man. Mark Romande. We're going to be up there bringing you the latest. Mandatory minicamp, it's got a little different feel. The OTAs, walk around, be here, let me show you what's going on. Mandatory minicamp has a more of a practice feel to it, because the next time they get on the field, it's going to be practice. It's going to be camp.
Julio Jones would never know what that felt like.
No, that's not right. Hey, man, coming up, we got Yeah Man, No Man. We are live at Buffalo's Cafe right here off of Buford Highway. Incoming, guys. Come on out. Bar's starting to fill up, Mike. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys. We're going to be out here until 6. Day-Day with Yeah Man, No Man next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.